Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
On tonight, yes, you are now once again tuned in to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. And I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., coming to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan. We come to you live each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, on tonight, I will be filling in for Pastor Norman King. My first cousin, he is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries located in Greensboro, North Carolina. I will be filling in for him on tonight. So before we go into prayer, I'm going to let you all know right now that you're going to need a lot of paper. Again, I'm going to say that again. You're going to need a lot of paper on tonight because I'm going to be giving a variety of scriptures as the Lord has given me to share with you, the listeners, on tonight. So make sure you have your if you want to have your Bible, get your Bibles ready and prepared. Also, if you want to go through the scriptures with us on tonight, but you're most definitely going to need a lot of paper and some pens and paper so you can write down these different scriptures that I'm going to give you that the Lord has had me to share with you, the listeners, on tonight. I think these scriptures, matter of fact, I know they're going to be a blessing and going to help someone on tonight. But we always open up with prayer. So I'm asking all listeners, if you would please pray with me at this time, because we do serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, your Son, we come once again on tonight, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because we know without a doubt, those of us that are saved in Jesus' name, we know that you are truly worthy to be praised. No matter what we're going through, no matter what it looks like, even no matter how we feel, we know that you are still worthy to be praised. Heavenly Father, we come now in the name of Jesus, asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Pastor Norman King and his entire family, Bishop Rosemary Jairu and her entire family, and every saved believer all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions in the name of Jesus, so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. This we pray in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come thanking you for your grace and your mercy on tonight. We thank you, Heavenly Father, because we know we don't deserve your grace or your mercy or your sufficient grace, but you extend it toward us in spite of our failures. For this we are grateful in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I pray that you would help me to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in me as you use me over this robot platform on tonight, that you will get the glory and that the listeners will be blessed by what you have given to me to share with them on tonight. Heavenly Father, it's our prayer and our hope and desire that even should there be any listener on the line tonight or on this worldwide platform that is not saved in Jesus' name, is our hope and prayer and desire that something will be said through your word, Heavenly Father, that will touch their hearts and they will be able to receive your word. They will not only receive it, but they will open their own mouths to confess their sins and transgressions. They will ask Jesus Christ to come into their hearts and save them, even on tonight, is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I come lifting up my cousin, Pastor Norman King. I come lifting up my bishop, Bishop James A. Jennings. I lift up Sister Lavinia Calloway and all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. For whatever reasons, whatever they're going through, whether spiritual, whether physical, mental, whatever the case may be, we know that you are still healing, you're still delivering and setting your people free for your glory. So touch, heal, and deliver, Heavenly Father, as only you can, that you will get the glory in the name of Jesus. We continue to pray and lift up all those that are bereaved on tonight. Comfort and strengthen them as only you can in the name of Jesus. And Heavenly Father, we send up a special prayer on behalf of all the people that are in the pathway of Hurricane Ida down in the Louisiana area, New Orleans area, Mississippi area, all over that area where they are facing Hurricane Ida. We pray, Lord, that you will move by your spirit, protect them, Heavenly Father, lead and guide them in the way that you would have them to go. Heavenly Father, that after they come through this, they will give you glory, honor, and praise, knowing that it is you who have blessed them and saved them, is our prayer in the name of Jesus. So now, Lord, we pray that you will move by your spirit on tonight again, that this message that I'm going to give, these different scriptures, that they will be a blessing. They will be eye-openers for the listeners. Someone needs to hear these scriptures, Heavenly Father, that they can be blessed and they can move forward in kingdom building, that their labor will not be in vain in the earth, that you will get the glory. So now I pray, Lord, again, that you will help me to decrease on tonight and use me as you see fit. And I pray, Lord, that you will continue to bless me and use me through your Holy Spirit, because it's not of my doing, it's of your doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. So we just give you the glory, honor, and praise. Continue to bless every listener that faithfully tunes in to this worldwide ministry and platform. Continue to bless all those that have tuned in on tonight for the first time. Grant them all the desires of their hearts is our prayer in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray that you would have your way, that you get the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought, as always. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, we are, as Christians, as the body, as those of us that are in the body of Christ that are believers in Jesus Christ. So it's really personal, and then it's a corporate spiritual food for thought. It says, we are free to choose, but we are not free from the consequences of our choice. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. We are free to choose, but are not free from the consequences of our choice. I want the listeners to know that you can always email me at all lowercase, james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And remember, all these shows, all of these ministries that come forth over this worldwide platform are kept in archives so that you, if you missed any, you can always go back to my website and pull up any show that you would like to be blessed by. You will see them listed in date order and who the guest was and then the title of their message and the main scriptures. And all of that information will be right there at the website. So you want to go to this website. You might want to write this down so you can pass it on to others so they can be blessed as well. The website is blogtalkradio, all lowercase, blog, BSMB, boy, blogtalkradio.com/servants with an S on the end. That's Servants Ambassadors Vessels. That's where you can always go to their website and pull up any show and be blessed by it. So we're going to, hopefully, if this will work for us tonight, we're going to do a music break. If not, if it don't work tonight, we're just going to get right into what God has given me to share with you, the listeners, on tonight. Hopefully, it will work, but we're going to try it and see. But just in case, we're going to get right into what God has given me to deliver to you all on tonight.
Come on, KD.
An old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm gonna sing this song here. My. Pray for me. Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord on tonight. Pray for me. The word of God says, the fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. And aren't you glad that the scripture lets us know that Jesus Christ himself even prays for us. So it's very vital. It's very important that we pray one need for another. Before we get into what God has given me to deliver to you, the listeners, on tonight, I hope you have your pen and paper ready so you can write down this number. God has blessed Minister Tawan Eppinger. He is a young minister of the gospel at the Morning Star Baptist Church on the east side of Detroit, where Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr. is the pastor and shepherd. Minister Tawan Eppinger have a prayer line that comes forth every night at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you want to pray on behalf of someone or stand in the gap for someone, you can come go to this prayer line, go to this number that I'm going to give you. Or if you just want to dial in and hear the prayer and be blessed by the prayers, you can dial this number also. Again, Minister Tawan Eppinger's prayer line is 7 nights a week, every night, starting at 9 o'clock p.m. The number you need to dial is area code 602. Again, that's 602, area code 610-2081. And the access code is 913-927. Once again, Minister Tawan Eppinger's prayer line, 7 days a week, starting at 9 o'clock p.m. Area code 602-610-2081. And the access code is 913-927. So those are the announcements that I have for tonight. So we're going to get right into what God has blessed me to give to you, the listeners, and I pray that it will be a blessing to every listener on tonight. So we're going to start off, and again, I hope you have paper and pens ready so that you can write these scriptures down, because there's a lot of scriptures. I'm not going to be able to break each one of them down. I'm just going to give you what the meaning of them is and then give you the scriptures so that in your free and leisure time, you can go to those scriptures. And also, that's why I gave you the website. So you can always go back to the website if you need to go back to it and refer to this what God has given me to deliver to the people on tonight. But before I give you the different scriptures, I want you all to know that it's very important. These are helps for witnessing. Helps for witnessing. Before using these references or using these scriptures, what you need to do is pray first and then familiarize yourself with the complete verses of each one of these scriptures. And then you'll be able to move forward as God lead and guide you through the Holy Spirit. So once again, before you use these scriptures, you need to familiarize yourself with the complete verse so that they can be beneficial to you. So we're going to start off with, I'm going to do it like this. I'm going to read the entire Psalms 121. Then I'm going to go forward as the Lord has given me direction. So we're going to start off with Psalms 121. You may be familiar with it, but if not, and it reads as follows. If you have a different Bible, it may read differently, but it says, I will lift up my eyes unto the mountains, or some Bibles may read, unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Verse number 3 says, he will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. Verse number 5 says, the Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not smite or harm you by day, nor the moon by night. Verse number 7, the Lord will, that's a promise from God, the Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. And finally, verse number 8, the Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. So first, the scripture I want to give you all pertains to the love of God. For those of us that are saved in Jesus' name, we know that God is love, and he loves each one of us. He don't love the sins that we commit, but he loves us in spite of ourselves. So for those of you that are not saved in Jesus' name, you need to know that God still loves you. And it says, for God so loved the world. And that's all I'm going to say right there. And I'm going to give you the scripture. We're dealing with God's love for you. Again, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And that's found in John 3, chapter 3, verse 16. Still talking about God loves you. God commended his love toward us. That's found in Romans chapter 5, verse number 8. Herein is his love. That's 1 John chapter 4, verse 10. God gave himself that he might deliver us through his son, Jesus Christ. That's found in Galatians chapter 1, verse 4. The Son of God, Jesus Christ himself, he came to seek those that are lost, the sinner, those that do not have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. That's found in the book of Luke, St. Luke, chapter 19, verse number 10. Now we're going to deal with that, the fact of sin, the fact of sin, sin. None is righteous, no, not one. We're talking about the fact of sin. We're all sinners that are saved in Jesus' name. We're sinners saved by grace through faith. So none are righteous. That's found in Romans chapter 3, verse 10. All have sinned and come short of God's glory. That's found in Romans chapter 3, verse 23. Not a just man. That's found in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 20. The heart of man is wicked. We're still talking about the fact of sin. This is what the Word of God says, not me. This is what the Word of God says about us, mankind. The heart is wicked. That's found in Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 9 and 10. Our righteousness, no matter how good we think we are, and no matter how much good we think we do, the Word of God said they are like filthy rags before God. That's found in Isaiah chapter 64, verse 6. And if you say that you have no sin, then you're calling God a liar. That's found in 1 John chapter 1, verse number 8. Next, we're going to deal with the penalty of sin. Every soul that sinneth shall die. That's found in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 18, verses 4. Then it says verse 20, but I will read down from verses 4 through 20. Again, that's the book of Ezekiel, chapter 18, verses 4 through 20. And because of sin that brought forth death. That's found in the book of James, chapter 1. Verse 15, once to die, after that comes the judgment. It has been appointed unto man once to die, but after that comes the judgment. And that's found in the book of Hebrews, chapter 9, verse 27. Again, that's Hebrews, chapter 9, verse 27. Still talking about the penalty of sin. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death. It can be found in Romans chapter 6, verse 23. And every one of us, whether you're saved or not, whether you believe in Jesus Christ, whether you have confessed him with your mouth while you're in the land of the living or not, the Word of God says, we all shall stand and give an account to God in the day of judgment. And it's found in the book of Romans also, Romans chapter 14, verse 12. The dead were judged. Again, the dead is going to be judged. That's found in Revelation, chapter 20, verse 12. That's Revelation chapter 20, verse 12. Next, we're going to deal with man's inability. Man's inability. Not by works of righteousness. Not by works are we saved. There's nothing we can do. That's so good that we can be saved. Only through Jesus Christ can anyone be saved. So it's not by our works that we are righteous in the sight of God. That's found in Titus, the book of Titus, chapter 3, verse 5. And we are not justified by our works. Once again, we are not justified by our works, by the works that we do. That's found in Galatians chapter 2, verse number 16. And faith is not of yourself. Faith, again, is not of yourself. That's found in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. Deeds, no flesh can be justified. Our deeds, no flesh can be justified. That's found in Romans chapter 3, verse 20. The word of God said, there's a way that seemeth right unto man. Again, there are sometimes we think our ways seem right. The word of God says ways which seemeth right. That's found in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. Next, we're going to talk about God's remedy, not man's remedy, but God's remedy for sin, for the sin of mankind, God's remedy. Christ died for us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That goes back to John 3:16. But right here, we're talking about God's remedy. And that's Christ died for us. He died for the sinners, sinner man, sinner woman, boy and girl. That's found in Romans chapter 5, verse 8. God's remedy is also a gift of God, which is eternal life. For those that accept Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior while they are in the land of the living, God's gift is eternal life for those that have confessed the Lord Jesus Christ. That's found in Romans chapter 6, verse 23. Still talking about God's remedy, Jesus says in the word of God that I am the way. No man comes to the Father but by me. That's found in John chapter 14, verse number 6. Neither is there any salvation in any other way. The only way that you can be saved is through Jesus Christ. So the word of God is saying neither salvation in any other than through Jesus Christ. That's found in the book of Acts, verse number 12. Save that which was lost. That's why Jesus came. This is a part of God's remedy. That through his son, Jesus Christ, those that are lost in sin, that want to be saved, are found in Luke chapter 19, verse 10. And aren't you grateful? I know I am. We're grateful that every believer, I'm sure, is grateful that Jesus Christ died for our sins. He paid for our sins, a debt that he did not owe, but he knew that it was a debt that we could not pay. So that's found in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse number 3. As mankind, we all have some responsibility. And people don't believe it, but according to God's word, we have responsibilities. And one of the responsibilities as a human being, in order to be saved in Jesus' name, we have to repent. Ye therefore, repent. That's what we must do. Again, it goes back to all have sinned and come short of God's glory. So the man's part of his responsibility is that he repent. Woman, man, boy, girl need to repent. And that's found in the book of Acts, chapter 3, verse 19. And repentance through faith. Repentance through faith. Found also in the book of Acts, chapter 20, verse 21. And we must believe, if you have not already confessed the Lord Jesus Christ with your mouth and in your heart, you got to believe. This is what the word of God says. You must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he is God's son, and that he came down from glory. He paid your sin debt, my sin debt, with his own precious blood on the cross. We must believe that in our hearts. So we must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's found in Acts chapter 16, verse 31. Not only that, but we must believe on his name. Believe on the name of Jesus Christ. That's found in the book of John, chapter 1, verse 12. And all those, the word of God says, and we know that God is a promise keeper, he says all those that confess the Lord Jesus Christ and believe, guess what he said? They shall be, that's a promise, they shall be saved. Again, man's responsibility. We must confess, we must believe, and then God says we shall be saved. That's found in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. Then another part of man's responsibility, we must call upon the name of the Lord. That's found in Romans chapter 10, verse 13. And there is results of salvation. There are results of salvation. And some of the results are, those of us that are saved in Jesus' name, we are not condemned. Found in John, the book of John, chapter 3, verse 18. The result of salvation is everlasting life. Oh, what a faithful promise. The result of salvation is a promise from God that we shall, every believer that believes on the name of Jesus Christ and have confessed him with their mouth and believe in their hearts that he is God's son and have asked him to come into their hearts and save them, shall have everlasting life. It's found also in the book of John, chapter 3, verse 36. Results of salvation. The word of God says, once we are saved in Jesus' name, we become new creatures. We are a new creature. Woman of God, man of God, young man, young woman of God, if you have confessed the Lord Jesus Christ, you are a new creature in Christ. That's found in 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse number 17. And because of that, we become the children of God. Praise the Lord. That's found in Romans chapter 8, verse number 16. Then not only that we become the children of God, we become heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We become heirs of God. That's found in Romans chapter 8, verse number 17. And results of salvation, the Lord God himself, he says, peace I give unto you. Neither be afraid. God saying to you, my sister, my brother, his peace he's going to give unto you, so don't be afraid. Found in John chapter 14, verse number 27. Results of salvation, Spirit of God dwell in you. You may not feel like it sometimes, but the word of God letting you know that once you're saved in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God dwells in you. That's found in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse number 9. And here is another, oh, thank God for this one. Once we're saved in Jesus' name, the result of salvation, the word of God says our names are written in the book of life, in the Lamb's book of life. That's found in Philippians chapter 4, verse number 3. Now here we're talking about those scriptures that I gave you were a lot of scriptures were helps and tips for when you are out witnessing to non-believers and those that are not saved in Jesus' name. So those scriptures that I just gave you, those can be helpful to you in your witnessing. We're going to give you scriptures for those of you that are new babes in Christ, new Christians. Again, what you want to do is you want to look up these verses and read the complete verse so that you may get a clear view of what the Word of God is saying to you. Now, here we're talking about the assurance. Oh, what a blessed assurance. The Word of God says, once we're saved in Jesus' name, they shall never perish. Oh, what a promise. Isn't it good to know that once you're saved in Jesus' name, you will never perish? And I love what the Word of God also says. I don't have that scripture, but he says that once we're saved in Jesus' name, nothing and no one can pluck us out of his hands. So here we're talking about, talking about that blessed assurance. They shall never perish, found in the book of John, chapter 10, verses 27 through 29. Another assurance is, once we're saved in Jesus' name, yet shall he live. What a promise. In the new life, in the newness of life in eternity, spending with God throughout eternity, throughout eternal ages. That's found in the book of John, chapter 11, verses 25 and 26. Another assurance is that we'll pass, once we pass from this life, once we are passed from this life, we are passed on after death into a new life, life eternal, to be with God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit for all eternity. That's found in the book of John, chapter 5, verse 24. I love this. The word of God is promising us, the believer, every believer, still under the umbrella of assurance. He tells us that neither death nor life shall separate us. Nothing shall be able to separate us from the love of God. That's found in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verses 38 and 39. Again, talking about assurance, God, who has begun a good work in us, will perform it until the end. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. I must have to read that one again because that, oh, I love that. He, talking about God himself, who has begun a good work in us, will perform it until the end. That's found again in Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. Assurance. We have an inheritance that is incorruptible. Ooh, praise the Lord. We have an inheritance that's incorruptible. That's found in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. Now we're talking about when we're faced with temptations. The word of God says in this life we're going to have trials, we're going to have tests. We're going to be tested. We're going to be tempted sometime. So don't be alarmed when you are, if you're a new baby in Christ and you're being tempted. Some of us older saints, we know that we are being tempted just about every day. So when the word of God is letting us know that when these things do come, not if they come, but when they come, he's talking about when faced with temptations. Temptation is common to man. So don't be surprised. Don't be alarmed. The word of God is letting us know that we're going to be tempted. Sometimes God tests us through our temptations. So that's found in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. The devil seeks whom he may devour. You know, the old devil, the father of lies, said that he came to kill, steal, and destroy. So the word of God is letting us know that the devil, the father of lies, is seeking whom he may devour. He's still doing that today. So that's can be found in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 and 9. When faced with temptations, the word of God said, the man that endures temptation, help me, Jesus. When the man or woman of God that endures temptation, that's found in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 12. We who are saved in Jesus' name have already overcome the world. Found in John chapter 16, verse 33. And as we, as believers in Jesus Christ, whether you new babe in Christ or a seasoned saint, you need to stand on this promise of God that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Found in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Now we're going to talk about, you know, the word of God says when we are faced with temptations, then we're talking about now if sin occurs, if sins, not one sin, but if sins with an S on the end, if sins occur or when sins occur, the word of God says that if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. That's found in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. Still talking about if sins occur, we can return unto the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That's found in Isaiah chapter 55, verse number 7. Still talking about sins occurring. A contrite heart will not despise. Psalms chapter 51, verse number 17. Thank God we have an advocate in the person of Jesus Christ, the second Adam. So when we do sin, thank God we can go through Jesus Christ, who is our advocate, who is now sitting at the right hand of God, making intercessions for the saints of God. We have an advocate in the person of Jesus Christ. That's found in 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. When sin occurs, or if sin occurs, the word of God says, seek my face and turn from your wicked ways. 2 Chronicles, again, that's 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. Confess. Forsake. When sin occurs, we must confess our sins, and then we must forsake our sins. They're found in Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13. All of these helps are for new Christians, and not only new Christians, but even for seasoned saints. So now we're talking about growing as a Christian, and every day we should be growing. It should be a lifestyle. We should be growing every day to be more like Jesus Christ. So as we are growing as a Christian in the Word of God, we must desire the milk of the Word. We must desire the milk of the Word of God, which is found in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. Growing as a Christian, the Word of God says, thy word, his word, have I hidden in my heart. That's found in Psalms chapter 119, verse 11. The Word of God lets us know that as growing as Christians, were written, God's Word was written for our learning. He said, his people perish because of the lack of knowledge. So we are to read and study God's Word so we can learn how to be more like Jesus Christ. And it's found in Romans chapter 15, verse number 4. Still growing as a Christian, the scripture is profitable. Again, the scripture is profitable to those that read it and stand on faith as what they have read. And that's found in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. The word of God says that you're going to grow as a Christian, we must study to show thyself approved unto God. That's also found in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Again, it goes back to what I just said. The Word of God says, my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. So that's why the Word of God says, growing as a Christian is important that we study to show thyself approved unto God. Again, that's found in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Growing as a Christian, the Word of God lets us know that thy word, his word, is a lamp to our feet and a path for us. That's found in Psalms chapter 119. Psalms 119, chapter 119, verse 105. Growing as a Christian, the Word of God lets us know that we are to delight. Delight is in the law of the Lord. That's Psalms chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Now we're going to talk about the importance of prayer. It is important that we pray. The Word of God said the fervent prayers of the righteous avail of much. The importance of prayer. Prayer is essential. It's vital. By prayer and supplication, Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. The importance, again, I'm going to say that again. The importance of prayer. By prayer and supplication, let the request be made known unto God. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. Still talking about the importance of prayer. Call upon the name of the Lord. God is waiting to hear from you, and he hears through us when we pray. That's found in Psalms chapter 116, verse 17. The Word of God says, we shall ask. When we pray, ask and believe in what we're asking for from God. That's found in John chapter 15, verse 7. And then he says, not only that, but he says that when we pray, we should ask, and it shall, if we don't doubt in our hearts, He said, once we pray and we ask whatever we're asking God for, he said, when we pray, don't doubt. Ask, and it shall be given unto you. That's found in Luke chapter 11, verse 9 and 10. And then the word of God says, and when thou prayest, wow, and when you pray, God is telling you, and he's telling me, that it's, in other words, it's very important that we pray, that we communicate with God. And when thou prayest, Jesus even prayed, and he is the Son of God. So that's found in Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 through 15. And when thou prayest, again, Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 through 15. Pray without ceasing. Don't never stop praying. Don't get so comfortable that you feel like you don't have any more need to pray. Pray without ceasing. That's what the Word of God says. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 17 and 18. Praying always with all prayer. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. Take ye heed, watch and pray. Now, isn't that something? He said, watch and pray. That's why it's so important that we do pray. He says in the Word of God, take ye heed, watch ye therefore and pray. That's found in the book of Mark, St. Mark chapter 13, verse 33. Now we're going to talk about the importance of fellowship, important that we fellowship with one another as believers in Jesus Christ. That's why the Word of God says it's important that we assemble ourselves together, not forsaking the assembling of brothers and sisters in Christ when we come together in the house of God to give worship and glory and praise to God. God takes this very seriously. So it's very important to fellowship. So we talk about not forsaking the assembling. That's found in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. The importance of fellowship. We need to be teaching and admonishing one another in love, not with our feelings or opinions, but according to God's word, we ought to be teaching and admonishing one another, found in Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. Speaking to yourselves, in other words, you ought to be speaking to yourselves, singing hymns, melodies of songs of praise and glory. Singing and speaking to yourselves, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19. The importance of fellowship goes back to what we just said about how it's important that we assemble ourselves together in the body of Christ as believers, as a corporate body of believers. The body has many members. That's found in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 12. Members in the body of Christ, we should always have care for one another. We should always be seeking how we can be a blessing to one another. Found in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 25 through 27. Now, we're going to talk about real quick before we go off the air on tonight, the spirit versus self. This is personal, the spirit versus self. Ask yourself, how do I win the war within? Because there is a war going on. It's a spiritual warfare that's always going on with every believer. The spirit versus self. How do I win the war within? That's a question. So you can find that in Romans chapter 7, verses 15 through 25. Again, Romans, you need to read Romans chapter 7, verses 15 through 25, and also Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through 27. What are some of the games Christians play too well today? Yes, some Christians do play games, and God is not pleased. What are some of the games that Christians play too well? You need to read Romans chapter 14, verses 1 through 15. So I pray and hope that something that I have given you all, some of the different scriptures about the different helps for new Christians, new babes in Christ, even for seasoned saints, and some of the scriptures I have given for being able to be a better witness for the Lord when we go out into the streets and be witnesses for the Lord, whether it's in our families, on our jobs, in our neighborhoods, whether it's in the hospital or the prisons, in the shelters or the halfway houses, wherever the Lord leads you. Those scriptures that I gave you regarding helps for witnessing, I pray that what I have given to you all on tonight will be a blessing to you all, and it will be helpful so you can be a better witness for the Lord. And then also that you can also be a better Christian. You can be a better doer of God's word and not just a hearer only. So I am being obedient and giving you all what God has given me to give to you, the people, on tonight. And I pray that you all have received these scriptures, and they will be beneficial to you all, and that you would use them and don't take them lightly or for granted. Because, again, God is a promise keeper. He did not just give us these words just to be given us these words and scriptures. He gave them to us for a reason, so that we can grow in Christ Jesus and become more like Jesus Christ, and that it would become a lifestyle, not when we feel like it, not just on a Sunday when we go to church, or not just on Wednesday or Tuesday or whatever day you go to Bible class, but every day we can be a better witness for the Lord Jesus Christ, that we can be better witnesses for God, that we can be assets to the kingdom of God. We don't want to become liabilities. We want to be assets to the kingdom of God. So that on that day of judgment, when we stand before God, when we all have to give an account for every deed done in our bodies, the good and the bad, we want to be able to hear God say, I know I do. That's what I'm working for. I want to hear God say unto me, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joys of the Lord. That's what I'm working for. I don't know about you. I hope and pray that that's what you're working for too. And not to be praised or be patted on the back by man, because man don't have a heaven or a hell to put you in. So I thank God for Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, who came down from glory and paid the price for our sins with his own precious, sinless, and righteous, and holy blood, that we could be redeemed. Jesus Christ is our second Adam, because the first Adam sinned. And because of mankind, because of the first Adam's sin, that's why it has been appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. But thank God for Jesus Christ, our second Adam, that we can be redeemed. First and foremost, we can be saved in his name. And then when we do sin, because the word of God again says that all have sinned and come short of his glory, that when we do sin and falter and fall short of his glory, that we can go through Jesus Christ, the second Adam, our second Adam, and be forgiven of our sins, so that our work for the Lord God, our Creator, will not be in vain. So I pray that you was blessed by what God has given me to be delivered to you all on tonight. And I pray that it was helpful, and that you all will pass it on and share it with others. So if you missed anything, go to the website and replay it again so that you can, if you need to take notes again, you can take down the different scriptures so that you can be a better doer of God's word. That God would get the glory. And that's what it's all about, that God get the glory. And I pray that if anyone is not saved in Jesus' name on tonight, after hearing these scriptures that pertain to salvation, that you, too, will be able to open your own mouth, confess your sins and transgressions, and ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart and save you even on tonight. And those that have gone astray, that these scriptures have been a blessing to you, that you will come back to the fold and finish what God has started in you, that God will get the glory through your life, and that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified through what God has given to us on tonight. So we're going to give it to close out in prayer, and I'm asking all listeners once again to continue to pray for the people still stuck over in Afghanistan. We thank God for those that have gotten out safely. We want to continue to lift up our military that's over there trying to make sure that the people of the military and American people that are over there get out safely, and all those people that have been allies, that Afghanistan people that have been a blessing to America and American people, they get out safely. We want to continue to lift them up in prayer. Then we also want to continue to lift up the people in the area where Hurricane Ida is bearing down, even on tonight. that God would still be glorified even after this is all over. So I thank God for Bishop Rosemary Jagu, who is in Louisiana right now. She was going to be delivering the word on tonight. She was going to stand in for Pastor Norman King, but I spoke with her on today, and they are smack dead in the middle of this hurricane. So I told her that I would fill in for Pastor Norman King on tonight. So we want to keep her in prayer, and her family, and all those that are in that those areas where the Hurricane Ida is bearing down on tonight. We want to continue to lift them up in prayer. And we want to continue to pray for all those that are bereaved on tonight. I lift up my brother in Christ, Brother Darrell Gordon, who Father has made his home transition. We want to continue to lift up Brother Darrell Gordon and all those that have lost loved ones for whatever reasons all over the land. We want to continue to lift up our sisters and brothers in Jerusalem and Israel. The Bible tells us that we are to pray for them. We are our sisters and brothers in Jerusalem and Israel. Some people, some believers in Christ Jesus do not pray for them, but the Word of God says we are to pray for them. We are to pray for our government. We are to pray for those that have ruled over us. We are to pray for our pastors and shepherds, the under-shepherds that God has blessed us with, that feeds us the Word of God. We are to pray for them constantly. We need to continue to pray for our frontline workers, our law enforcement officers, firefighters, our doctors and nurses. We need to continue to pray for them and lift them up in prayer so that they don't give up the fight. So we just thank God that he, no matter what it looks like, that God is still in control, and he still has and holds all power in heaven and in earth is in his hands. So we're going to close out in prayer on tonight. I'm asking all listeners, if you would continue to keep me in your prayers, as I continue to pray for you, the listeners, continue to lift up this worldwide ministry and platform in your prayers, that it will be everything that God has ordained for it to be. Because it's not about me. It's about Jesus Christ. It's about the Word of God going forth with power, that souls be saved, that backsliders come back to the fold, and that the body of Christ will be strengthened through his word and through the testimonies over this worldwide platform, that God will be glorified. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for what you have done through me on tonight, as I have given to the people what you have given to me on tonight. And I pray that they will be blessed by it, for we know that it's not in vain. We know that, Father, it's for the good of your people, and that you, I pray, would get the glory. Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord, and thank you for your mercy and your grace toward each one of us. We don't deserve it, but we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that still works and that it will never lose its power. We thank you for your promise, Heavenly Father, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment thou shalt condemn. We thank you that we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. And we thank you that we are in the world, but we are not of the world, of this world. We love you, Heavenly Father, and we thank you for loving us first, and we thank you for loving us in spite of ourselves. Again, thank you for your grace and mercy. Continue to have your way in each one of our lives and as individuals and then as a corporate body of believers. In Jesus' name we pray. And now, Lord, we pray and ask that you will move by your Spirit in every house that's going to be open on tomorrow, every door that's going to be open that's going to give you glory, honor, and praise on tomorrow, even over every social media network and outlet that's going to lift up your name, lift up the name of Jesus Christ, is our prayer, hope, and desire that someone will be saved after hearing your word, that backsliders will come back to the fold, and that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified through your word is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, that's what we have for on tonight. And I pray that you was blessed by this word and these scriptures on tonight. We know that it's not in vain, that God is getting the glory. So on tonight, as I always say, know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. So continue to pray ye one for another. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord.
Words. So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you